Welcome to Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting second. The center fielder, Jerry White. Batting third. The right fielder, Andre Thornton. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting second. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Robinson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Manny Sanguillan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Doc Medich. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Doc Medich. And now, play ball. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Manguel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stennett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Parrish hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Expos. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into left field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Stargell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pepe Manguel batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Manguel is 0 for 1 in the game. Manguel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stargell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Manny Sanguilan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sanguilan takes first base on ball 4. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sanguilan moves to second. One out. Doc Medich is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Medich is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Stennett is 0 for 1 in the game. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards first. Stargell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebner hits a pop-up towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers juggles the ball. That's an error on Rogers. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Zisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Zisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliver moves to second. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliver scores. Zisk moves to third. Robinson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Expos, 1, Pirates, 1. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0 for 0 in the game. with a walk. Sanguilan is walked intentionally. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavares hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into left field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mackinnon is 0 for 1 in the game. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Doc Medich is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Medich is 0 for 1 in the game. Medich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0 for 2 in the game. Stennett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thornton. Stennett reaches second base with a double. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Rogers covering, for the out. Stennett moves to third. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stennett scores. It's 2-1, Pirates. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 2 in the game. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stargell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Manguel is 0 for 2 in the game. Manguel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White bunts towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. Manguel moves to second. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Expos 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zisk hits a line drive towards third. Parrish reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sanguilan is 0 for 0 in the game. with two walks. Sanguilan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Ed Kirkpatrick pinch hits for Frank Tavares. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into left field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Medich is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Medich is 0 for 2 in the game. Medich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Medich for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Mario Mendoza now playing shortstop. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Foley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Foley strikes out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Expos 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Richie Hebner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hebner is 0 for 3 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hebner for the out. Stennett moves to second. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stennett moves to third. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Stargell is 0 for 3 in the game. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen fields it and throws to home to get Stennett. Oliver moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Zisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Rogers, and towards Mackinnon, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mackinnon is 0 for 2 in the game. Mackinnon is called out on strikes. One out. Jose Morales pinch hits for Steve Rogers. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Morales hits a pop-up towards third. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pepe Manguel batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Manguel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Manguel takes first base on ball 4. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manguel. The throw from Sanguilan, and Mendoza drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. White reaches second base with a double. Manguel scores. It's Expos, 2, Pirates, 2. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Dale Murray now pitching. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish juggles the ball. That's an error on Parrish. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sanguillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Sanguillan bunts towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Mackinnon covering, for the out. Robinson moves to second. One out. Bob Robertson pinch hits for Mario Mendoza. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ed Ott pinch hits for Doc Medich. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates 2. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Justy now pitching. Tommy Helms now playing second base. Rennie Stennett now playing shortstop. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Justy fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Foley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stennett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stennett for the out. 1 out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hebner is 0-for-4 in the game. Hebner strikes out. 2 outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Oliver is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stargell is 0-for-4 in the game. Stargell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliver moves to third. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Zisk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates 2. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stargell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jorgensen for the out. 1 out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-3 in the game. Mackinnon hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Dale Murray. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helm scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Wayne Granger now pitching. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sanguilan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Sanguilan bunts towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Mackinnon covering, for the out. Robinson moves to second. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer pinch hits for Dave Justy. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates 2. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Moose now pitching. Pepe Manguel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Manguel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Manguel takes first base on ball 4. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Sanguilan. Manguel moves to second. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moose fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manguel moves to third. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Manguel tags and scores. White tags and moves to second. One out. It's 3-2, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 4 in the game. Carter is walked intentionally. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Zisk chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Stennett. Stennett fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Stennett. White scores. Carter goes all the way around to score. Parrish moves to third. It's 5-2, Expos. Kent Tekulve now pitching. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zisk. Foley reaches second base with a double. Parrish scores. It's 6-2, Expos. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 4 in the game. Jorgensen is walked intentionally. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mackinnon is 0 for 4 in the game. Mackinnon hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Granger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Granger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Little now playing right field. Pepe Frias now playing second base. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Stennett hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Frias reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Sherman now pitching. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hebner is 0-for-5 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hebner for the out. 2 outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Stargell is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Stargell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Little, who is chasing the ball. Stargell reaches third base with a triple. Oliver goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3 Expos. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Zisk hits a fly ball into right field. Little settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 6, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 3. Goodbye from Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh.